It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
I was looking to speak with Barry.
This is he.
Hi, Barry. Lovely day to you. So my name is Duncan, and I work for Investments. So how are you doing today?
I'm fine. How can I help you?
Well, so according to our records, you have a 401k account with us for the last 13 years. And so I was calling to say we appreciate your business. Yeah.
Thank you. That's correct. 13 years.
So I don't know if you check your balance online or not, but you might notice sort of a small discrepancy the next time you log on. So just a small one.
What are you talking about?
I'm new here. And, well, my bosses are still trying to figure it out, but I think I accidentally deleted your account, so...
What? How... Did you just say you deleted my account?
Well, yeah, but I don't think permanently, and I'm really sorry, so I was just practicing my keystrokes, and then I had your account up, and then, poof. It was gone pretty quick, so...
Wait. You're telling me that somehow you screwed up and you hit a button and deleted my account?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was telling you. And I'm not
sure.
How
can you delete? I had over $100,000 in that account.
Okay, because that was going to be.
Where's my money? Where's my money?
I'm sorry?
You gotta know where it went. It just didn't disappear into the air. It's still there.
That's the thing, is that nobody knows where it went now. And I was gonna ask you if you knew if it was over $100, and it sounds like you did have more than $100 in there. So.
You damn right it's over $100. I've had this for 13 years. This is my 401k. This is my retirement.
Okay, so it was definitely over $100, and,
it was over $100,000, you moron!
I'm sorry to interrupt you, sir, but my name is Duncan, and, I would appreciate it if you didn't, call me other names than Duncan. I guess you could call me D.
What?
Because I have one of my friends calls me D.
I don't care what your friend calls you, I call you an idiot. That's what you are.
Okay, well, I would rather not.
Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does, all right?
Let's find common ground. I'm going to attempt to find common ground with you, as they told me to do in my customer service training. I also like movies.
What?
Well, you brought up the movie Forrest Gump, which is an older movie that I have seen.
Who cares about Forrest Gump? $100,000.
I know that's stressful, but sometimes it helps to think about some of your favorite things. So, let's talk about Tom Hanks movies for a moment.
No! Tell me who's working on this problem. Tell me who's going to return my motherfucking money.
Did you see Saving Private Ryan with Tom Hanks?
Who gives a fuck about Saving Private Ryan?
It's a stressful situation, and he handled things.
Okay,
I'll stop talking about Tom Hanks because I feel like you don't want to go down that road with me, but I will tell you that...
Of course! Where's my money?
I'm sorry about that. I do have a head cold, and that's why I'm having trouble sort of staying on the topic.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have come into work today before you delete somebody's life savings.
Okay, so if we could get...
How are you going to... After my family.
If we could just get back to the most important issue here, sir.
Yes. If we could go back to finding out where my money is.
Well, that's actually not the important issue. The important issue is, like, how do you feel about Colin Hanks, Tom Hanks' son?
Because are you kidding me?
Well, no, because I'm very undecided, and I was going to try to see, like, what you thought about that while we try to find some common ground.
Stop! Talking about Tom Hanks.
Okay, well, that was actually about Colin Hanks, his son, so I thought we were moving on.
I don't care. You're going to be fired.
For talking about movies or when I should...
For not finding my motherfucking $100,000.
Have you ever thought that maybe it's at your ex-girlfriend Cassandra's house? Maybe she took the money or...
What? What are you talking about Cassandra for?
Well, you have an ex-girlfriend named Cassandra, right? And I'm wondering if maybe she...
Yeah, how do you know that?
Oh, that's because she asked me to do this prank phone call on you, so I'm doing that prank phone call for her, and then I thought maybe she could take your money or something.
Oh, my God.
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your ex-girlfriend Cassandra set you up. Did you think you really lost your life savings?
Okay, but we still haven't heard your feelings on Tom Hanks.
No, I never want to talk about Tom Hanks ever again in my life. No.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.